today.
I remember someone saying a long time ago how when you're in business, you feel like you've got bipolar. And they're not wrong. You know, one day you'll be like, yeah, sweet, gang, 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 gang. Everything's great. Duckies and bunnies, unicorns, rainbows. And the next day you're like, fuck it. What's the point? Yeah. And it's, I mean, and listen, you know, today was a great day in trade. I can't fault my team. My team are incredible. I love my team so much. And I'm really excited to open the books with them. And really, my goal is to, for them to be able to see how, like, any decision they make as part of the business. I mean, like, you know, being that they're part of the team, they own part of the outcome of propaganda, full stop. You know, how propaganda is reflected in the community. And so, really, when you really think about it, I'm going to say something a bit controversial, and I don't mean this in like in a I have no regard for the law sense, not like that. What I'm going to say is I don't believe in employment because it's fickle, right? Like if a company folds, it doesn't fucking all your agreements mean fuck all, right? And so when I really like everyone's in business, I am a brand. And, you know, my history of trade with other businesses will determine whether people want to do business with me or not as an employee, right? And, you know, it's the same as every other supplier. You know, really, like, employment is a supply is a supply agreement. Employment is a supply agreement. You know, you're supplying skills and time in exchange for money rather than a product. It's, you know, or you're kind of like a consultant, but... You know, when you make an application, people go and vet you like they would a supplier. I think the better way to look at it is that everyone's in business. And I think when you are, like when it's just you, as in like from an employment standpoint, obviously there's a lot of like regulation and making sure that people are looked after properly, but and again, like I believe in that. I just believe in doing the right thing. I don't believe in haggling on price. I believe in people. Everyone needs to get fed. People need to get paid well. I believe in that. And so when I look at the whole situation, I'm like, you know, these people, whether they realize it or not, they've got a stake in the outcome of how propaganda is received, how happy our customers are, the whole lot. So there's a level of ownership in the business, right? And I'm like, well, we really need to just start treating them like owners if that's going to be the case. And it doesn't mean that, you know, they that I abdicate all like decision making and responsibility and wash my hands of it and just, you know, receive a check. Like that's not the thing at all. There's still so much like to be said for leadership and, you know, building the business and strategizing and communicating and all of that, absolutely. Like none of that goes by the wayside just because you're opening the books. I feel like there's more responsibility on the business owner to educate the team. And the bipolar part about all of this is that I had a meeting today with this lady, and all she does is implement this, I guess, open book strategy. For those who do want to check it out, it's called The Great Game of Business. Started back in the 80s by a guy named Jack Stack. And yeah, it's super interesting. And it's exciting. And so, yeah, so I spoke with her. I was like, Hayley, you know, on the 3rd of May, we've got a massive, got an all-hands team meeting. And we're just going to go through everything, you know, and I really want to paint the picture. Like, I mean, business should be a money-making machine. Some businesses are not, right? Business should be a money-making machine. And that money, business has to be a means to an end. The end cannot just be accumulation of money because money is a means to an end. Like, you don't just accumulate money for the sake of money. You accumulate money to do things with that money. And it might be to be able to, like, you know, pay off your mortgage so you don't have the stress of that debt over your head. It might be to be able to, you know, ensure that your family gets great experiences traveling, or you are able to secure a better education for your kids or yourself, or start your own business, whatever, you know. But money is always a means to an end, and the business is a good vehicle to make money. And so when I was speaking with this businessman in Darwin, he kind of opened my eyes to that, where he was saying, like, you know what you want out of this business. Well, you should know what you want out of this business, and I believe I do. But everybody in your team also wants something out of your business too, and not to neglect that, and not to be blind to the fact that they're working for you. Like I said, good, like, there is a good selfish and a bad selfish. And people act 90% of the, probably more, I'd say 99.99999 out of selfish motivation. But selfishness is not bad. Bad selfishness is bad. Good selfishness is good. You know, and so if my team are getting what they want to get out of propaganda, and then I'm also getting what I want out of propaganda, and everyone's winning, that's good selfishness. That's good. And maybe selfishness is like, because it's so skewed, and maybe that's not the right word there. But to understand that, okay, like, everybody wants something out of propaganda, let's make sure everyone can get what they want out of propaganda, really, really simply. And, you know, and for some people, it might be education. Some people, it might be more skills. It might be, you know, an environment that they want to work at. It might be whatever it is. Is it someone, everyone's trying to get something out of it, and not to be blind to that, and to facilitate that. So, when I was talking with this lady, Sue, she kind of, like, I've already built this presentation out, like I said, and building out the workshop booklets for our team and all that. And then to, you know, she came in and kind of simplified it a lot for us, you know, And it's a great structure, really great structure. I certainly encourage anyone who's curious on it to at least start having a look. And like I said, it doesn't mean that you abdicate responsibility for the leadership and the direction of the business. But there's certainly, and you're not trying to make everyone like an accountant, and it doesn't mean that people are entitled. Like, you still structure in a way that there's a level of fulfillment. You know, like, everyone loves the struggle. Like, it's the same thing like a game, right? You walk onto the field with an opponent, and you don't know who's going to come out on top. You're pretty confident sometimes. Sometimes you might be really unconfident, but you never know what's going to happen. And it's the tension of going, like, can I do this? And then you do it, and the thrill of winning and the reward that comes with it, like, that's fun. And so that, obviously, that's where the name The Great Game of Business comes in. And so I'm certainly curious as that. But what it has highlighted for me is just, you know, even with working with these foodie coaches, so they're more specifically about, like, open book management and using that as a, I guess, a culture and a communications tool up and down your entire business. And then foodie coaches we've been working with, we started working with them end of last year is when we signed the dotted line with them. And they're really good when it comes to, like, industry professionals. When in the hospitality space, they know their shit. So it's been good with them, just kind of, like, realizing all the other gaps in our business, and for us to really turn up the dials how we really need to. There's so many areas to improve, and it's just like, I feel like like, it's almost like, okay, we've climbed this little mountain, and we're like, yay, that's great. And now, you know, I'm kind of lifting my sights a little bit further, and I'm looking at the next mountain I got to climb, and I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, there's so much to do. That's bullshit. I should just stop bitching. Yeah. That's it. It's really not that hard. I know, if there's one thing I know, it's just you do the next thing in front of you, then all of a sudden you look up and you're like, holy shit, I'm halfway up the mountain. So, Yeah. Anyway. So that was that. What else happened today? I think that's everything noteworthy. See you guys tomorrow.